Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
So I know you're a woman of the word. So what verse is on your mind these days?
Yeah, well, I guess it was a couple of months ago or maybe more that I landed on Psalm 84 or 89:14, and it says, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you." And it just resonated with me because of all of the cries for justice in our world right now. I mean, I just keep seeing that over and over. We want justice done for the unrighteous deeds. And it just struck me, like, the balance of justice is righteousness. Mm. And we need to cry out as much for righteousness as we do for justice. That those are two pillars. And I thought about the picture of a throne. And if there's one on each side and one's missing, it's going to be broken. Mm-hmm. And so our need for the restoration of consecration of the bride of Christ, continually, I keep thinking about that. And also the verse in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation, and our need for righteousness to be restored in our nation. And righteousness, as I studied that, is a right relationship between God and man and between man and man. And you just think about that. If we're acting rightly, we have good relationships, and our world is full of chaos and division right now. And so I just think that's God's message to us in this day, that we need to pray, go to the throne of righteousness and justice and pray for the restoration of both of those things, righteousness and justice in our day.
Wow, fantastic. I don't know if you're planning on putting that in your session next spring, but you ought to. So she's talking, I was thinking of this one of these books that I'm working my way through, Joyful Journey, and Dr. Jim Wilder says, "Maturity rises to life's challenges rather than reacting from fear. Maturity allows us to live according to God's values, remembering that we're created in His image to do good works. Although life's not easy, we can still live by our values during challenging time. Trauma hinders maturity and can blind us to who we really are. Many of us have experienced times when pain, rather than our Christian values, have determined how we acted. When suffering well, we remain the same, living by God's values, whether in pain or joy. It means we've metabolized or digested appropriately our pain, and we can remain integrated. Christians are to be known as a group of people who suffer well. How transforming it would be if we all grew in spiritual and emotional maturity so that we handled the pain in life in giving ways for everyone involved." I think that is so good because there is a call for the body of Christ to mature, and we are being forced to reckon with our immaturity. And one of the reasons I think we're dealing with so much anxiety and fear is that the enemy has real estate that he's either stolen from us or we've given to him by our own self-preserving ways and our own selfish ways. Do you know what I'm saying? And he's a legalist, and in these places he's occupied. Well, I feel like in many ways, Kathy, our faith is being boiled down to its core, and we have to take a look at some of the lies that we've believed in times of favor. You know what I mean?
So true.
And I think some of those lies and that real estate is tested when we are treated unjustly. Mm-hmm. But Scripture has a whole different, charge for us. Paul said, "Why not let yourself be cheated rather than take another Christian to court?" Do you know?
Right. And we reflect Christ in that.
Indeed.
In enduring mm-hmm. the things that come into our lives and loving beyond that. That's the hard part.
Indeed.
And bless them and pray for those who persecute you.
Yeah.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.